where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Nobody was hurt in a hit-and-run crash in Petrolia over the weekend. Lambton OPP say a black Mustang crashed into a pickup on Petrolia Line near Bridgeview Park at around 7:30 in the evening Saturday. The vehicle is described as having a loud muffler with front and back end damage. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Crime Stoppers. Public tips helped Sarnia Police ID and arrest a suspect in last week's home invasion. Police responded to an Exmouth Street apartment early Wednesday morning after a man allegedly smashed his way inside and attacked the resident. A 27-year-old man was arrested Saturday. He's charged with break and enter, mischief under $5,000, assault causing bodily harm, and assault with a weapon. Resurfacing work is scheduled to begin today at Canaterra Park. Cathcart Boulevard, also referred to as the Animal Farm Road, will be closed west of Lake Chipekin Drive. Construction manager Robert Williams says this phase of the project is expected to take about 3 weeks.
We're not trying to limit access to the park. We're just trying to keep everybody safe so we can do our work. So everybody's patience is appreciated. It's a very busy park.
The Animal Farm will remain open. You can walk there from Lake Chipekin Drive. The Canaterra Park Road resurfacing project is expected to cost about $840,000. A major road reconstruction project is underway in the village of Point Edward. The initial phase of construction is along Light Street between Front and Bridge Streets. Roads are open to local traffic only, and area businesses are open. Some of the road reconfiguration of St. Clair Street will involve narrow lanes to slow traffic and a wider pedestrian pathway near the Bluewater Bridge. The project will also include beautification along that stretch of roadway. And a heads up to drivers in Warwick Township. Beginning this morning, Nauvoo Road will be down to a single lane between Petrolia Line and LaSalle Line for the planned rehabilitation work of the Browns Creek Bridge. That's expected to take up to 3 months to complete. And a soon-to-open respite cabin for farmers and first responders in Don Euphemia needs your vote. Three Oaks Cabin, which is located on Bilton Line in Florence, has been selected as a finalist for a $25,000 Ontario grant from BASF Agricultural Solutions. Diane Bergsma says the funding would be used for mental health services, so casting a vote online by the deadline of midnight tonight could help a lot of people in need if they win.
While there's three great charities vying for the money, we do hope that it will benefit our agricultural and our first responder communities. In a sense, it affects everyone because everyone is looking to first responders to provide safety for their communities and for farmers to provide food for their family tables.
The cabin was built by the Bergsma family in memory of their son, Dales, a farmer and member of the Don Euphemia Fire Department who died by suicide in 2020. A link to vote is posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. Mainly sunny today, a high of 14. Clear tonight, a low of 4. For tomorrow, sunny, a high of 13. Showers expected Wednesday, a high of 12.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.